resolutions are. They go in one year and out the other. I won't be making any resolutions for myself, and you can do what you want. But in terms of the sermon, instead of giving you resolutions, I'll be giving you my classic biblical principles, as we have in the past, looked at some teachings of Scripture, really more than tips. They are biblical guidelines for your life, and I trust that you find them helpful as we go into the new year. There are five of them today. I thought about, since it's 2015, I thought, 15 tips, but I wasn't sure that would go over so well, so we'll just use the latter part of the double digit. First tip, based on James 4:14, also from Psalm 90. James says, 4:14, what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. So, you can tuck this into your vest pocket. Your days are like a vapor. Spend them wisely. Your days are like a vapor. Spend them wisely. We've already spent, 4 days already gone this year. You know, it seems to me, it seems like only yesterday I was 16 years old. Do I still look like a teenager? You don't have to answer that. That's okay. I hope that, take that in the highest form of the words. Quote, and without further ado, reports Oxford Dictionaries, we can exclusively reveal that the Oxford Dictionary's word of the year for 2014 is vape. V-A-P-E, vape. There were many contenders for the word of the year, but vape is it, according to Oxford. It says that, and I quote, as e-cigarettes or e-cigs have become much more common, as people are trying to stop smoking, so the word vape has grown significantly in popularity. You're 30 times more likely to come across the word vape than you were 2 years ago. And usage has doubled in the past year. So what does vape mean? Well, originally, vape was an abbreviation for vapor or vaporized. But it has taken on a new meaning. Still holding much of the past. In August 2014, when it was OxfordDictionaries.com added the definition to their collection, the word means, quote, to inhale and exhale the vapor produced by an electronic cigarette or similar device. Thus, when you have vape. And thus is your life, according to the analogy in Scripture. You are but one big vape. A vapor. You know, it just seems like yesterday when sometimes a baby comes into the world and a little pat on the butt, and they first breath, and before you know it, last exhale. And it goes by so fast, doesn't it? The older you get, the more you realize this life is slipping through your fingers. As James says, you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. That is not to say your life on earth doesn't matter. But it is a call to live 2015 wisely. You've heard the list, right? You've read it for 2014. Philip Seymour Hoffman, Mickey Rooney, Robin Williams, Eli Wallach, Joe Cocker, Lauren Bacall, James Garner, Shirley Temple, Maya Angelou, and our own Josiah Reeves, Jr. from New Hope. On the list, the last breath has been taken. That's why Moses prays in Psalm 90, the years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength, 80, yet they're soon gone, we fly away, so teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Tip number one, your days are like a vapor, spend them wisely. So that on December 31st comes for 2015, you can say, now there was a year well spent. Secondly, treat interruptions as opportunities. Treat your interruptions as opportunities. Proverbs 16:9, you know it. The Lord, or the heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. Paraphrased, mankind proposes, but God disposes. You know how it is. You're trying to do something. The next thing you know, somebody barges in the room. You know, you're deeply involved. The phone rings. You're in the middle of deep concentration or a serious project. The child cries. Somebody wants a favor. Someone needs a ride. A neighbor shows up unannounced. You're saying, oh, great. It's all I need for the next 2 hours of my life. You know, when I was working toward an educational degree, doing some writing things, I learned a couple things in that period of time. One of them was treat obstacles as challenges. They didn't say, what are the obstacles on this project or on this thesis? They said, what are the challenges? I said, that's a good way to look at it. The second thing was treat interruptions as opportunities. According to William Edwards Deming, an American educator, he says, quote, the average American worker has 50 interruptions a day, of which 70% have nothing to do with work, end quote. So interruptions produce opportunity to practice patience, to see if you believe in the sovereignty of God, which was our first song today. Interruption is an opportunity to show kindness instead of irritability. It's an opportunity to test your spirituality. I tell you, an interruption is a tremendous thermometer, and it's very accurate because it shows exactly who you are when the heat's turned up. It might not even be that much heat. It's just an interruption. A lot of time, heat is just determined by what's in our mind. Especially as we get better at handling interruptions as opportunities. C.S. Lewis said, and I quote, the great thing, if one can do it, is to stop regarding all the unpleasant things as interruptions of one's own or real life. The truth is, of course, that what one calls interruptions are precisely one's real life. The life God is sending you day by day. End quote. So we're sitting there thinking, wow, this terrible interruption. Why does this have to be? Rather than saying, this is the life that God has given me in this 3 minute period here, or whatever it is. Therefore, you and I, let us treat interruptions 2015 as God's gift and unwrap the interruption with patience. Unwrap it with self-control. Unwrap it with gentleness, with the genuine trust in God, knowing that God is in the intrusion. And let the interruption especially teach us over and over again that your own world might not be as important as the rest of the world around you. Treat interruptions as opportunities. Thirdly, as we go into the third one, how many of you have an iPhone? You can admit it. Go ahead. Hope you turned it off. I don't think I did mine, but it's in that room, so I'm good. Or maybe that room. That one's occupied with Sunday school at the time. The third point, iPhones will help us on this one. And that is, remember, He is present in every challenge. Not just in the interruption. He is present in every challenge. Psalm 139:7 addresses you and me to think about God being present in our challenge. What is your challenge? What is facing you? He is present in your challenge. Where shall I go from your spirit? Where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you're there. If I make my bed in Sheol, which is the place of the dead, you're there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me. Your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be night, even the darkness is no dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. You know, whether we want them or not, 2015 is going to bring you challenges. That's the way it is down here. The year may challenge your health. It may challenge your career. It can challenge a relationship. It can challenge your finances, your integrity, your faith, your contentment in life. Sometimes it makes us feel like we're lost. Like there's no one sees what's going on. And certainly no one to help us. According to Fred Zarodnik, a GPS expert, he says, quote, the Apple iPhone comes with a built-in GPS chip and the ability to determine your location relative to Wi-Fi hotspots with the capability called Wi-Fi positioning. In addition to GPS and Wi-Fi positioning, your iPhone has a compass and an accelerometer which precisely tracks even the smallest movements for anyone who carries an iPhone. Which, of course, it means if you have an iPhone of Apple, no matter who you are, where you are, what you've done, the middle of the day, middle of the night, doesn't matter. There's another set of eyes watching you, watching over you. Fellow believers, in a similar way, there's another set of eyes watching over you and not just tracking you. In the spirit of Psalm 139, He's there. His right hand is with you. And you know who the right hand is at the right hand of God. It's an infinite personal God keeping watch and caring. Where shall you go from His spirit in 2015 in the challenges that come before you? Where shall you flee from His presence? If you go up into the heavens, He's there. If you go even in the face of death, He's there. And the Scriptures go on to say, even in the darkest dark, It's as if the lights were all turned on. He sees every movement, and He's with you in it. 24/7, 365 days of the year. As Christ once told His followers, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Surely I will be with you to the end of the world. So, remember, He is present in every challenge for 2015. He's present. Believe it. Fourthly, don't forget the healing power of a kind word. Don't forget the healing power of a kind word or act. Proverbs 16:24 teaches us this lesson. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Let me say it again. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Somebody has made an observation and put it in a modern proverb. Here's what it says. Quote, a small act of kindness done with great love can change someone's world. End quote. Want to say it after me? A small act of kindness done with great love can change someone's world. For example, it's surprising what just a little yawn will do. I mean, it's especially a real yawn. Research has shown some interesting things about yawns. Man, I'm just getting tired. I've got to get through this point here before I fall asleep. Seriously. No doubt many of you just watching me feel the urge to yawn. Maybe you did. You know, I didn't even have to tell you. You just saw me yawn. And if we recorded today's sermon on video, that would be... Guess what people watching the video would be doing? It's true. It's true. And they'd be yawning. People yawn even when they hear the word yawn. That's reality. It's audibly contagious. And researchers tell us that if you take an audible tape of somebody yawning, and play it to a blind person, you know what they're going to do. They'll yawn. That's it. And they say just reading the word on a piece of paper, it makes you yawn. It just does. What does this all mean for us entering the new year? Well, it means a small act of kindness done in love can change somebody's world. It can affect them in a positive way. It somehow gets into them. And God can use it to bless the people around you. Leo Biscaglia, inspirational speaker, he said, quote, too often we underestimate the power of a touch, the power of a touch, a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, an honest compliment, or the smallest act of caring, all of which have the potential to turn a life around. End quote. William Wordsworth said, the best portion of a good person's life is their little, nameless, unremembered acts of kindness and love. Indeed, pleasant acts, and quote, pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. That's what the proverb tells us. Proverbs 16:24. So, don't forget. Don't underestimate the power of a kind act or word during these coming days in 2015. Finally, this year, for the first time, you get to choose your own word for your own heart that fits your own need. You choose your own word for your own heart. And it could be joy, if you feel like you really need to boost that up in your life. Be a little more joyful this year. Maybe hope is it. You seem to be a little pessimistic. You need to be more optimistic in life. Maybe the word exercise or organize could be your word. I mean, we're not saying resolutions here. We're just saying pick a word that you'd like to put in your soul deeper. It could be the word prompt. Maybe this year you decide you want to be on time more often than you were last year. You're not making any resolutions, you see, but you're putting that word, and that's going to become your word for 2015. Could be the word gracious or graciousness, because you want to stop being as judgmental or complaining. Maybe the word growth. Maybe you're stagnant. You feel like you're stuck. You're not going anywhere. Well, growth would be a good word for you. And write it down on a post-it, and then stick it on the fridge or bathroom mirror, or like maybe put it on a card and put it on your sun visor. Tuck it in there, or perhaps in your wallet, at your desk. You see, make it your word, whatever word you choose. Choose it hopefully today or this week, or you're probably not going to do that. So choose it and write it down and take it with you. And then pray that God would put that word in a bigger way in your life. More joy, more love, more growth, more power, or whatever. Let us pray. Let us pray at this point. And Father, we bow before you. We thank you for this new year that's before us and have already begun. Heavenly Father, as we enter the new year, we pray that you would grant us much grace to spend our days, our passing days, wisely. As the end of this coming year, we would say that indeed was a year well done, well lived. We made some great choices. And Lord, help us to learn more and more to treat life's interruptions as opportunities. And by your grace, help us to remember that you are present in every challenge and show yourself in those challenges as we look to you and to make your presence known in a special way, in a hard situation. And Father, we also pray that more and more we wouldn't forget and underestimate the healing power that comes from just saying something kind or being kind in some small way. May we bless many people by small acts of kindness through this coming year. And Lord, in the word we choose for our own hearts, may it make our hearts ever closer to yours. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.